אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. 1,886 people have died from COVID-19 in Israel, and the rate of infection seems to be gradually lessening. The Prime Minister announced late last week that the current lockdown regulations will stay in place for at least a few more days. Health Ministry coronavirus data released on Friday showed Israel at its lowest test positivity rate in a month, with 8% of tests the previous day coming back with COVID-19 diagnoses. Positivity rates had hovered at around 12 to 13% for much of recent weeks, at one point reaching a high of 15%. Infection rates in the Arab community have come down significantly after local leaders have made a concerted effort to explain and enforce the regulations. This is in stark contrast to the Haredi community. 25% of tests conducted in Haredi towns came back positive. There has been growing criticism of Haredi communities for not adhering to government guidelines, including continuing to host mass gatherings over the high holiday period, Sukkot and Simchat Torah, including mass celebrations last night for a tradition known as Second Hakafot, an extension of the celebrations of Simchat Torah for which there is no religious obligation. According to figures from the Weizmann Institute of Science professor Eran Segal, 46% of the contagion at the moment is in the ultra-Orthodox community. The ultra-Orthodox community make up less than 12% of the total population in Israel. Police dispersed hundreds of worshippers who gathered near a synagogue in the ultra-Orthodox town of Modiin Elit in violation of lockdown restrictions in the early hours of Friday morning. In the Old City of Jerusalem yesterday, residents called police after a family known to be contagious and supposedly in quarantine was seen celebrating the festival in the streets with other worshippers. Although most synagogues throughout the country are closed, prayers and celebrations have been taking place outside, sometimes under shades and in tents, and in other cases on the streets and in parks. In some cases, crowds have made social distancing very difficult. Firefighters battled multiple blazes on Friday near communities and major highways across the country amid an intensive heat wave. Large blazes near six communities led to thousands of residents being evacuated. All of the residents of Kfar Ha'oranim, located near the city of Modiin, were evacuated from their homes. Four homes were destroyed. There were no known casualties. Another fire was reported later on Friday afternoon near the settlement of Mavor Dotan and Ma'oz Tzvi, leading to the evacuation of residents. 10 houses were burnt and some 30 people were lightly injured from inhaling smoke, 10 of whom were firefighters. Yet another blaze near Bat Hefer, east of Netanya, led to home evacuations and the closure of a section of Route 6. Throughout Friday night, firefighters attempted to control a blaze in the north, which had spread over two sectors of land, Nof HaGalil and Har Devora. Residents of the city of Nof HaGalil, living near the wildfire, were requested to evacuate. At least one house was engulfed in flames, and four citizens were injured as a result of smoke inhalation. Firefighters finally gained control over the fire late last night, after 13 fire teams assisted by two firefighting aircraft worked to put out the fires. Those evacuated from their homes in the north included Jews, Muslims and Christians. All were offered shelter in hotels, but due to the coronavirus closures, the kitchens were not operating and families struggled to organise meals. Last night, Muslim charitable organisations were distributing food to all residents who had been evacuated from their homes, regardless of their religion. A team was set up to investigate the cause of the fire in the West Bank. Although most of the fires are considered to be accidental and due to extreme heat, there is concern that the blaze near Ma'oz Tzvi may have been deliberately lit. The number of public officials breaching the coronavirus regulations which they are supposed to be enforcing has grown further. IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi hosted his relatives on the first night of the Sukkot holiday in violation of the national lockdown. Under the terms of the lockdown, Israelis are barred from hosting guests. A military spokesperson said the IDF chief's in-laws, who lived three houses away from his residence, came to visit and sat only in the yard wearing protective face masks and observing social distancing. The family did not realise they were breaching the regulations. He apologised for the misunderstanding. This revelation followed on the one that Environmental Protection Minister Gila Gamliel and her family travelled from their own home in Tel Aviv to Tiberias, some 150 kilometres away, ahead of Yom Kippur last month, despite a ban on movement. She also tried to hide the fact of her breach when she tested positive for the virus and the epidemiological tracing was underway. The minister said on Monday she wanted to apologise to the Israeli people for what she called an error of judgment and said she would readily pay the fine she incurred. On Thursday, Shin Bet head Nadav Agerman apologised to the public and confirmed that on Saturday he too had hosted relatives for the Sukkot festival. And on the eve of the holiday, Sarah Netanyahu had a hairdresser come to the Prime Minister's residence, breaking the regulations. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against Prime Minister Netanyahu in over 1,000 socially distanced gatherings throughout the country last night, the fourth such event since the government instituted a ban on mass protests as part of the national coronavirus lockdown. In months of protests against Netanyahu over his corruption charges and handling of the pandemic, Saturday evening rallies have drawn the largest crowds. Since the restriction was approved last month, tens of thousands of Israelis have staged protests on street corners, bridges, and public squares near their homes. Where there have been larger gatherings, outside the Habima Theatre in Tel Aviv and at the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem, police have made several arrests for breaches of mask wearing and social distancing regulations, and in some cases for the breaches of the peace. There have been several incidents of violence against demonstrators, both from police accused of excessive force and pro-Netanyahu counter-demonstrators. Only one person has been indicted in the dozens of reported attacks on anti-Netanyahu demonstrators in recent months, a Sderot resident accused of assaulting a protester with a sharp object. Another man, Pini Luzon, is still being investigated after he drove his car into protesters in Tel Aviv 2 weeks ago. Senior Likud MK Gideon Saar last night resigned from the Knesset Constitution Committee due to the major coronavirus law, which gives the government special powers to deal with the pandemic. Under the law, the committee cannot make changes to the wording of regulations, but only approve or reject them. Saar said he could not support restricting small businesses of under 10 employees, while a gathering of up to 10 people is possible. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.